Are you ready to explore living life with greater ease, more joy, and doing what you love to do? Imagine That Coaching can help you discover possibilities, direct connect you to your personal passions. Visit www.dianesturner.com or call 847-824-6949. Imagine That Coaching, connecting person to passion. 847-824-6949.
Welcome back to Circles of Change here in our final segment of the Thanksgiving week. It's always a pleasure to have in-studio guests, and even better today, in-studio new broadcast partner, Diane Turner from Imagine That Coaching. Welcome, Diane.
Thanks, Ar. So nice to be here.
You bet. And we're going to rechristen her. Her title is our possibility coach, and I'll explain us why. She's a private practice psychotherapist from Chicago and also a certified life coach under the banner of Imagine That Coaching. She'd earned her BA from Tulane and a Master of Social Work from the University of Illinois, and also is a licensed clinical social worker. For 30 years, Diane's practice is focused on working with individuals, couples, and groups on personal growth and expansion by using a strength-based approach. Acknowledge the past, focus on the present, and create a future through self-acceptance, personal responsibility, and focused intention. She's described as compassionate, tough, and authentic, and Diane leverages meditation, guided imagery, hypnosis, and shamanic practices from the Latin American countries to facilitate truly deep transformation on a profound level. And you know what? I think we had some great segments beforehand that set you up quite nicely, didn't we, today?
We did. As I mentioned to you, I have enough notes here for about four segments.
Which I think we'll do four segments.
There you go.
Again, it's a real pleasure, and I'm grateful. So what I mean is Diane's going to join us now once a month, and truly as our possibility coach. In fact, that's your tagline, living in possibility.
It is. I kind of like it. I think the whole idea of being a coach is becoming a little watered down in our culture, and it's got some interesting meanings, and certainly there's a lot of wonderful, very talented people out there using a coaching model. I think for me, it's being a little bit more specific and defined around what it is that I'm really offering makes a lot of sense.
That's right. And so many times, of course, when people are at that juncture of the life of wanting to either search out coaching, certainly it can be to intervene on some really snarly problem they're contending with, difficulty at work, their family, their community. But the other piece of it is many people search you out, Diane, as well as me, to say, I feel like I'm stuck, or I'm staring at a blank sheet of paper, and I don't know how to get unstuck.
So many people use that word stuck when what they're really talking about is something that is about, I've been in this position for a long time, I know it's not where I need to be, or it's not where I want to stay, and I don't know how to get out of it. And I have really come to the conclusion that there is no such thing as stuck, that really where we are is at a turning point. And so stuck is about the awareness that what I've been doing is no longer working, and yes, I don't know what's next.
And so really the fact that you're standing is because you don't know either how to get going, or you haven't really locked in on that entrance strategy.
Right. A lot of times I'll substitute the word traction for stuck. So sometimes I'll say to people, so what if you just said, I can't seem to get any traction around this issue. I don't know how to move off of the point that I'm on. And so what you really have to do is invite yourself just to stay put. And stop resisting and trying and struggling and pushing and prodding yourself to move somewhere else. Just really explore the position that you're in.
Ooh, which does not sound like a natural act, particularly if we're a culture that recognizes moving, new challenges, something different, etc. And you're saying, well, let's just, as I would say in my practice, of course, we have to go slow before we can go fast.
Mostly people are already going slow. So when they get to that point where they're coming to me, they're already going so slow that they're terrified that that's it. For me, it is counterintuitive in our culture, because we're a culture of doers as opposed to a culture of beers. And so the invitation really is to be more fully within yourself and look in that standing, what seems like standing still or stopping or taking a breath. That's where the opportunity exists. That's where the creative energy exists. And so that's where your answers are.
in fact, the essay I often refer to with clients, and probably this goes back to my being an engineer, and I'm fascinated with the visual presentation, and that is of the trapeze artist that's swinging back and forth on the trapeze. And if you look at the system, there's no way the trapeze artist can hold on to the one bar and grab the next one. You have to let go. And certainly there takes faith that you're going to let go of the one bar, and you're soaring through the air, and then to trust that the right next bar is going to come to you. But what you're about to say, and I would say the same, is no, the goal right now is to just stay hanging in the air.
Well, I would use a different metaphor, which may be a little more comfortable for people, rather than imagining themselves hanging in midair. The metaphor that I like to use is that imagine that you are in a rowboat, and that you are rowing as hard as you can to get to where you're going, and you're rowing upstream. And so everything that you believe you want, you're rowing and you're rowing and you're rowing, and you can't seem to really get to where you're going. What if you just stopped rowing and you allow the current to take you in a different direction, to literally turn your boat around? And that in and of itself is a huge breakthrough for people. If they can just stop pushing and stop rowing and just stay with, okay, what if I just stopped rowing for now? If you want to go back to rowing, have at it. But you can actually gain a tremendous amount of awareness and clarity and movement when you just stop rowing.
You know, this is a perfect analogy. You heard me joking on the air about how I was stuck in O'Hare yesterday for 3 hours, and I had a very different follow-up phone call with my client. There were three people on the phone on their end, and so you never quite know exactly what's coming at you.
Right.
And I said to them somewhere through the call, I said, you know, folks, I really think right now we should disconnect this call. And we should, by the way, not be sending email in the meantime, but let's take the next week. It's Thanksgiving anyways. We've had a very challenging quarter. Take a deep breath and come at this fresh with a different set of eyes and a different heart after the holiday. And I felt in myself when I said it and then hung up the phone, it was almost like I was letting this stuff drain off of me a while. Now, mm-hmm. I'm the consummate problem solver. I know I'll still be working on it in the back of my head. But calling it for that, to say, okay, and I like your analogy, I'm not going to keep trying to row the boat.
Right. And actually, you are actually engaging problem solving at a different level.
Right.
And so it's not just at the head level, which so many of us try to figure things out. And we forget that we actually have access to a lot of other information. So there's so much at the body level, at the emotional level, even at the spiritual level, if you're connected to that in that way, that can guide you and give you so much greater clarity. And it's one of those aha moments. You might be in the shower. You might be waking up in the morning. You might be cooking. You might be sitting at Thanksgiving dinner. And all of a sudden you're going, oh, I know the answer to that. Or I know what the next right thing is. Or, oh, this seems so much easier to do it this way. And that's really what living in possibility is about. It's really about moving from a place of struggle to a place of greater ease.
Again, we're speaking with Diane Turner, our new broadcast partner, and her practice is Imagine That Coaching. You know, you started down that path, you know, Diane, I mentioned in the introduction that thus you rely upon some other different tools in the toolbox than perhaps many coaches would. Meditation, guided imagery, hypnosis, and the shamanic practices. Tell us about some of that and how that fits into the conversation today.
So often when people do get stuck, as they say, or they're resisting or grasping for something new, they need other techniques besides just figuring things out. And so what I really call upon are these techniques that engage other parts of ourselves, so they move us into greater stillness. They move us into a place of greater knowing. They move us into a place of beginning to understand that there are things that we don't necessarily have exposure to, but they help us to move towards those things.
The particular leverage of the shamanic practices from Latin America,
yes.
Were these experiences you went through personally and then said, oh, this was so compelling for me, I now want to go and pursue mastery of it?
What it basically did for me is help me connect to nature. Because any kind of shamanic practice is a nature-based practice, no matter where it is in the world, and it's an indigenous practice. So the reality is that there was a whole part of my life and a whole part of exposure to something that I had never really indulged in. And it's so delicious. So that if I wake up in the morning and I don't know what my day is going to look like, I will just look outside and see and kind of reference my day by what the sky looks like, by what the not so much the weather, but what's happening in nature. If it's winter, that encourages me to rest. And so I'll often refer to the cycle of the seasons as being Mother Nature's way of helping us see that there's a cycle to everything. And so it's a natural segue, in a sense, for a lot of people. So I do refer to my shamanic experiences by using nature as a reference point with my clients.
That's lovely. So, again, folks listening to us right now in this conversation, so I'm stuck or I'm not getting traction.
Yes.
And so important to get traction is to make sure that, you know, not that just the engine's well-rested and ready to go and I got enough fuel and so on, but it's also have a destination to which I'm going to go to. So the process of identifying that point.
Well, that's a process.
It's a process. It's
right.
A journey, as you said.
That's right. And the first step in that process is to look at where you're starting from. So, as an example, I had a client come to me, a gentleman who had been seeing a chiropractor for some physical pain that he had, and he fixed it. But he was still having problems with the area of his body that had gotten him to the chiropractor in the first place. And because of the way that his chiropractor worked, it was suggested to him that perhaps this problem was more than just a physical one, that he was out of alignment in some way in his life, and he needed to take a look in a larger way. So she referred him to me. And I love the example that he's such a hardworking guy, and he works really hard at getting something that's new, but his practice is to work from the neck up. And so for him, it really was engaging different parts of his body. And so what we would do is every time he would get a twinge, we would start to speak to his body. We would start to say, what is your body telling you right now? What is your experience as you're talking about this? What's happening in your body? And when he had ease around something, miraculously, his pain would disappear. And when he was in struggle, he would feel something more uncomfortable.
So this is particularly true. I have my own experience in this venue of being in a career situation that on the surface, it should have been direct match for everything. Fulfillment, name it, it's all should be there. But I went through 3 years of some of the worst back pain I'd ever incurred.
Right.
To the point that, oh dear, professional woman, I could no longer wear high heels. This was a really bad deal then. But I had to get through the fashion pass through on that one. But wasn't it interesting when I finally, back to our other speaker, I made the right choice and moved on for that assignment. Within 2 weeks, the back pain suddenly went away. And
right.
This was through a journey of chiropractors, neurosurgeons, et cetera. And I was one of the fortunate. It really was something that was more driven from my head.
Yes.
But how many times we misunderstand how much of that mental stuff is driving us in the physical way.
Well, and there are so many people that come to me who have what we in the psychotherapeutic world called somatic symptoms. So they somatize everything in their lives. And the first thing that I will say to those clients is, you are so lucky because your body tells you everything you need to know. And they look at me like I'm crazy and they're going, well, wait a minute, all I can do is feel all the pain that I'm in, and I have this chronic illness and I have disease and all that. And if you look at the word disease, it is dis-ease. When you move yourself into greater balance with who you are, at the core of who you are, with your essence, you begin to find a place of greater ease. Now, I'm not saying that people get cancer because they don't deal with their emotional issues. I'm not saying that at all. We have a lot of vulnerability in our body. We wear our bodies out a lot of time. But I will say to you that when you pay attention to that part of your life, that part of who you are, it can really guide you and show you what the next right step might be. And then, of course, you need to engage your mind and your heart in that process. So everything is about moving towards greater alignment. So when you're sitting there in that stream in your rowboat, not going anywhere, that's the time to really start releasing all the thinking and all of the preconceived notions and the story that you've told yourself so that you can actually move closer to what it is that feels better to you.
Oh, and isn't that true, though? This fact of running the tape in our head time and time again, it might be the only story we know how to listen to.
So that's right.
Imagine that's this idea that how it is that you assist someone to go through this unknown territory then with greater ease.
Yes.
Because it's not easy to say, I don't want you to keep rowing.
It's not easy. And I'll tell you, it's a practice for everyone, including myself. And I just went through this the other day where I was in this place that I had a certain set of expectations and that didn't turn out the way I thought. And I went into immediate anxiousness. I went into turmoil. And now, because I have this practice and I know what I know and I know what I don't know, I have a process of soothing myself, a process of sitting down with myself and not so much taking an action, but actually just looking at what my experience is and giving myself some time to really move through that. And when you practice that, it happens more quickly. So when you're used to living in greater ease, when you're not in ease, you notice it. You notice it a lot more.
Well, you know, the question would be, so that practice for you might be what? Sitting in a more comfortable chair or opening your arms up and resting your hands. Would I see you doing something?
You would see me sitting with a journal and writing, as your first guest talked about.
Getting it out of my subconscious,
unconscious. Even my conscious mind, which becomes so cluttered when we go into an old way of thinking. So we get bombarded by words and images of things and sensations that maybe we don't live with most of the time, but then they come back with full force. So it might be breathing. It might be meditating. It might be talking to friends. It might be taking a walk. It might be going to bed early. It might be feeding myself something delicious. Mm-hmm. Chocolate is always good. But ultimately, it's not so much about taking an action to fix whatever it is that's got me in turmoil. It's really noticing my own response to it.
That sounds very similar to Mark's comment earlier, a very opening segment on accountability,
right.
This idea of this isn't about fixing or judging, it's about recognizing it, and in some ways, welcoming it as an old friend, because at least you're familiar with the emotion.
Absolutely. Right. It is all very familiar.
So living in possibility then, and certainly becoming unstuck, you know, for all the wonderful coaches there are about that, the possibility coach in you, the architect of change in me, what this really comes down to, though, hard work and realizing this is an inside job, not an outside job.
Right. And so many of us as human beings want to reach outside of ourselves to find an answer. And in fact, we are so brilliant ourselves and all the information that we have collected over a lifetime. And even if it looks to the outside world that somehow what we're doing is self-defeating or somehow what we're doing is not getting us to a better place, and if we would just do it their way, somehow it would fix everything.
And by the way, it worked for her, so why isn't this working for me?
Exactly. That's what I mean by an inside job. Mm. You can only come up with your own solutions, but you do have your own choices. And we essentially are accountable for those choices. As your prior guest had talked about, we have choices and we are accountable for the choices we make. And I contend that the choices we make are the ones that help us to feel more comfortable. So no matter what they are, we're going for choices that feel more comfortable. So if you're going for external choices, maybe you're reaching for a drink. Maybe you're doing something illegal. Maybe you're going shopping when you can't afford to. And all of that could get you to some immediate relief. However, the bottom line is if you really want to change your life, if you really want a life of more possibility, those solutions will never get you there.
They're not sustainable.
No, they'll never get you there.
One part of this process, obviously, that's really challenging, and you mentioned it earlier, in the context of what helps you get unstuck, it's turning to your friends or turning to those you trust. We still need to be pretty mindful, though, during these points of not rowing the boat, that we don't have the cheering squad around us on the shore that's yelling at you to keep rowing the boat. So this whole idea of opening yourself up to possibility of meeting new people.
Yes.
And knowing, by the way, when to carefully and gingerly step aside from those who might be keeping you in the wrong place.
I think the interesting thing about that is looking at who are you surrounding yourself with and how are they a reflection of something that you may want to take a look at. So if you're surrounding yourself with people who are bossy and telling you what you should or shouldn't be doing, how much are you doing that to yourself?
How much do you want someone to boss you around because you don't want to be held accountable, for example?
Or
you're afraid to take it.
Or you boss yourself around.
Oh, okay.
You boss yourself into things, so mm-hmm. you don't really give yourself loving kindness. You're not really gentle with yourself. You don't really give yourself options. And so you can say, well, you know, so-and-so says I should do it that way, and I really agree with them. And instead of really taking the time to look at, what is it that I really feel about this? And they're only doing for you what you've taught them to do. So you picked your friends because that's who you need around you, and that's your support system. Mm-hmm. Personally, I love having a great group of cheerleaders who are really loving and say, you're going to figure this out. We have confidence that you work really, really hard on yourself. We know you're going to figure this out, or figure it out, do the right thing, make the choices that work best for you.
The flip side of that, though, is if they know you as well as they do, they may not want you to change because they're comfortable with that. So we do have to be mindful where someone might be giving us advice that's more about them than it is about helping you.
And that's where checking in with yourself makes a lot of sense. You still got to check in with your body, see how it feels, see if it feels as if it's a truth for you at this point in your life.
Check in with your body. I think that, again, is a new sensation for a lot of people, particularly those in business. You know, suddenly when you realize you're sitting in a meeting with your arms crossed, your fists clenched,
your jaw stuck,
yeah. You're about to break that pencil in half. Boy, wait a minute. There's something else. There's some other voices that are telling you something.
Right. And when I say check in with your body, so many people don't have any sense of what that means. So for me, simply taking a breath, noticing where in my body am I breathing from? Am I breathing from my chest, which really would indicate that I'm a little more tense than if I breathe from my belly, which is a deeper breath, a fuller breath?
That's right. Diane, you mentioned earlier this idea of your own management of yourself, shall I say, or releasing of yourself. I can imagine thus living between Chicago and Tucson this time of year as the cold weather sets in, that I suspect that's what a lot of the mountains has brought to you, or how you've been pulled here.
I've been pulled here for so many reasons, but it really is what I consider to be the home of my spirit. So it's a beautiful place, and there's so much wonderful energy here for me to grow and to really expand to this message in my own life and for other people as well.
That's wonderful. Well, again, living in possibility, our possibility coach now, Diane Turner from Imagine That Coaching. You can learn more about Diane's work at DianeSTurner.com. And we're looking forward to actually catching up with you on a monthly basis. But in the meantime, have a wonderful Thanksgiving week and weekend, and we'll be in touch real soon.
Thanks, Sara. Same to you.
Thank you very much.
Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it.